Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Barry Copeland, and now you're going to see EPLC in action through a role play and scripted reading of a project in the design phase. The project is an in-house development of software that will replace an application that has been in place for 15 years at CDC. And CDC has finally, after several years of having unfunded mandates, has finally got funding to replace it with a technology that will be more robust and will allow additional features for the business unit. The project name is ABC System Project. Let's listen in as Kyle, our project manager, is conducting a project team meeting.
Okay, good morning, team. As we've discussed before, we have several forums that we try to deal with project management meetings in. And as I've indicated, one of them is a standing meeting, and we usually use that to expedite the meeting process itself. And today the motivation obviously is very sunshiny outside, 70 degrees, and golf balls are calling. So we need to focus today. This is an ad hoc meeting, and as we have discussed before, all of our project meetings start off by talking about risk and issues, and if there's any particular change there that you need to bring up and discuss, we need to deal with that first. Anybody have anything there that is new and exciting? No? Okay. Just want to point out that I did go through the kitchen at on the way in here to get a bottle of water, which I left somewhere. There is ice cream all over the floor, so I think the risk about the logistics failure of the refrigerator has matured, and now we have an issue. So, the other purpose of this meeting really is to review the requirements analysis, stage gate review findings and recommendations. They've delegated that responsibility, the review responsibility, to the IR governance. And they performed that design review yesterday, and they have basically indicated their approval to proceed. However, there is a condition that we need to address as a team.
I can't believe this. What didn't they like about our requirements?
Oh, they loved our requirements. It's our ability to maintain our project consistently with our schedule requirements. As you know, our schedule has slipped due to a contractor on vacation for 3 weeks, and obviously we need to follow up on that. First of all, we need to understand where he went. The second thing is that who was actually minding the store while he was gone, and we need to look at it from a contract perspective to see if there's some liabilities that we are absorbing that we shouldn't be absorbing. John, which is Joyce today?
So what do they want us to do? Don't they realize this is a small project and we don't... We don't have time to do all that extra paperwork and...
Let's not jump to conclusions.
Whatever happens to the paper
reduction? Just quite yet. you know, why don't we wait to hear what they got to say? Then we can bring the hammer.
Joyce, Kyle does have a good point, and I don't know if you're aware, but every class that Kyle goes through, he gathers all these golden nuggets, and he's actually trying to put those into process right now. So I think, you know, he's got a good point. We should really give him a good time to amplify that point. But anyway, getting back to the real problem at hand, you know, the critical partners have identified that we do have a schedule problem. We need to look at the root cause of that and then make sure that, A, we fix what we've got, and then also, going forward, prevent it from happening again. That's extremely important. As we've discussed before, you know, we don't need to be able to wish anything done. We need to do it from a very pragmatic and process-driven perspective. Happy years cause nothing but failure. Mary?
Okay. Sorry.
As the project team is working away designing the high-level architecture using the functional and non-functional requirements, let's listen in to a conversation occurring between several of the critical partners, enterprise architecture, security, and 508 compliance.
Have you all talked with anyone on the ABC System project team about the design of the application? I'm a little concerned that they haven't initiated a conversation with me about the CDC target architecture.
Oh, yeah, I've been actively engaged with the project team on a daily basis. In fact, we have lunch and coffee pretty much every hour. You know, they've asked me about how to design the interface, and I told them that this is going to really require serious engagement with our state partners. From what I can tell, they really love the security critical partner.
Well, ain't that just great? 508 compliance is crucial in project development, and we haven't been involved at all. I guess they don't like us, Lisa.
Guess not.
Tell you what, I'll make a call to the project manager. Lisa, do you want me to find out about finding a time to schedule for both of you to talk, you and I to talk to Kyle?
Yep, that sounds good. How about next week sometime?
Sounds good.
A couple of hours later, Steve Pfeiffer makes his call to the project manager.
Was that a ring, Barry?
I love that ring. It's really good. Good afternoon. This is Kyle, the project manager for the ABC System Project. How, Steve, can I help you?
Hi, Kyle. This is Steve Pfeiffer. Earlier today, both Lisa Grant and I were talking, and we have a little concern that neither of us been engaged in the preliminary design of the ABC System Project. We were talking with Doug, and he has indicated to us that he has coffee every hour and working with the team on a daily basis. Do you have time for Lisa and I, you know, over the next day or so to talk for about 15 minutes?
Absolutely, Steve. I think everything is under control, but let's chat. I'll come to your cube tomorrow around 10. If you could make sure that Lisa's available, that would be great.
Thanks. I will do that. See you tomorrow at 10.
Well, okay. I guess we need to figure out what's broke now. I guess I better call the software engineer, that other Kyle running around here, and see how he plans to engage the critical partners.
As you all know, communication is a large part of the project manager's job. So our project manager makes another call a couple minutes later with a different...
Hello, this is Kyle, the software architect lead for the ABC System Project.
Hi, Kyle. I just had a call from Steve. It seems he's a little upset you haven't been involving him in the project in terms of the 508 critical partner review. Can you help me understand that?
Well, Kyle, you know Sumesh. We're fortunate to have him, our developer. He's well-versed in 508 and enterprise architecture. So we've been really counting on him for the project to date. And so I'm hoping there's nothing else we need to do. Is that right? Because I want to tell you something else. The reason is 2 days from now we have a project review meeting, high-level design. And so we really want to keep things moving here.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you got our person involved. However, as you understand, the EPLC requires that we participate in the process with critical partners. You should have picked that up as one of the gold notes in the summit from last year. However, you know, what we need to do now is you need to contact them, get them engaged in the project so we understand what deficiencies or opportunities for improvement that they can identify.
Come on, Kyle. What does the IR governance know about software design? It sounds pretty micromanagement to me.
Actually, it's not, Kyle. I love that part. What it is us using all the resources that we have available to us to bring value to our project. And in doing so, their involvement ensures us that an outside perspective is given to the project that we should be able to turn into value add at the end of the day.
Well, that makes sense, I guess. But my kids haven't had anyone check their teeth lately. And so who are these critical partners?
Those critical partners, I'm not sure why the dentist is brought in, even if I do need one, into the conversation. Those critical partners are recognized experts, our colleagues here at CDC, that have that background experience and, more importantly, the recognition by senior management that can take their word forward and say, if they say it's okay, it's okay. That's extremely important for us as a project.
Well, that seems like quite a lot of people to be involved with the process, and you know as well as I do, Kyle, the more people we have involved, the longer things get drawn out.
That's not exactly true. There's another piece to that, Kyle, and that is that the more people we have involved when they're supposed to be involved, the faster the whole project can actually be executed and delivered. What we need to understand is who the critical partners are, their role on the project, and how we need to integrate them into what we do on a daily basis.
Well, I'll trust that they'll bring value to the process, and I'll go ahead and invite those critical partners to the upcoming project review, and for those that can't make it, make sure that they get the documents that are posted out there on the SharePoint.
Okay, and you're aware we have a list of who those critical partners are and what their role and responsibilities are.
Could you send that on over to me? I guess I'm aware of it, but I still don't know exactly who they are.
Well, for example, Terrence Perry, who's our critical partner for acquisition management, Richard Rosemar? Yeah, okay, Richard, does budget and finance. I knew he had to be a money person. Nabil's around here somewhere, I think. I saw him today. And he does HR stuff for us. Dalton Atkinson does the business steward piece. And then we have Doug Correll, who's also supported with Joyce, does the security kind of critical partner kind of review.
Is this list going to be much longer?
It's actually got a couple more people. One of them is Steve Pfeiffer. Steve is the 508 compliance review critical partner. Steve, we need to watch. Last time I seen him checking 508, he had a calculator, and I think he's trying to think it's a math problem, but we'll work with him. Lisa Grant does the enterprise architecture, extremely important for us. And then Kimberly Crimshaw from the CPIC group handles all the coordination associated with it. Our job, Kyle, is to make sure that they get what they need and we're on target to get our reviews executed appropriately.
Okay, well, we'll get that invite out.
The software architect did, in fact, get the critical partners engaged in a high-level design and addressed a couple of issues that were raised. Let's rejoin our project officer 2 weeks later. That is Kyle.
I'm coming. Oh, hi, Kimberly. We need to get a preliminary design review stage gate scheduled. Will you go ahead and get the critical partners and their formal review IR governance and process started and work with the admin to get the ABC project IR governance agenda for next week's schedule, please?
Sure. Let me know when you're ready to have it scheduled. Are all the documents located in the SharePoint site?
Absolutely. Two-thirds of our entire world is on SharePoint today.
Let's join our CDC critical partners who are all on the call together. That's all you guys in the corner over there.
That's all you guys.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
ABC System is ready to go through the preliminary stage gate review. Remember, the stage gate review is the yellow diamond, so it cannot be redelegated. Since the annual budget is less than $1 million, our local IR governance is the body that will be making the decision and approve the advance of the development to the detailed design that was still in the design phase. The project is scheduled to be presented to the IR governance next Monday at 1 o'clock, and your recommendation should be completed in the next 3 days. I will compile our findings and send it back to you as a group and see if we are all in agreement with our recommendation. Since all of us have been working together as a team and with this design, I'm not sure or anticipating any type of issues, but we need to make sure that the team has compiled all of our requests. Does anyone have any questions?
I haven't been involved. I know that the other Kyle who collects the golden nuggets invited me to attend a meeting, but I couldn't make it. What do I need to look for?
Well, the critical partner manual for HR really doesn't have much responsibility in this phase, but check with the critical partner guidance manual for probing questions to make sure that your area is in compliance with this phase.
Okay, I forgot about the manual. Do you know where can I find it again? I seem to recall it was on the CDC UP, but I'm not sure.
Yes, look in the document library under the CDC UP. It's all listed in alphabetical order. Find the critical partner manual. You will have the manual just under the HR area. And let me know if you have any difficulties.
Okay, thanks. I will look for it.
All the critical partners located the documents and conducted their reviews. They provided their findings to Kimberly, the critical partner lead, who compiled them and provided them back for final agreement on their recommendations. Since most critical partners had been involved in the project all along the way, there was no conditions identified, and the recommendations of the IR governance was to approve the project going into the detailed design. These recommendations were forwarded to our governance committee several days prior to the meeting. Let's observe the local IR governance committee discussion.
Okay, team. On our agenda today is a review of ABC Systems project, their preliminary design review. Before we get started, I want to remind everyone of our focus today. Please look at the screen, and you can also find these on your job aid for the design phase. Do you see them? Look around.
Look on this document. That's what he's saying.
Okay. Now we need to answer these 8 questions in order to determine whether ABC Systems project is actually ready to proceed to the detailed design portion of the phase with or without condition, or whether the project needs to do further work before advancing. Look at these questions. Make sure you understand them before we get started. Are there any questions? Okay, hearing none, we'll get started. But let's get a brief update from Kyle from our last baseline review.
Thanks, Jacque. Since our last review with you, the project has completed the requirements and received approval to proceed from the IRMO on the requirements analysis stage gate. They did impose a condition related to the schedule, and we have satisfied that condition. The schedule is back within the approved baseline. I have reviewed the project management plan along with the schedule, budget, and updates, and have made to reflect the additional information obtained during the requirements analysis phase. The project team hasn't identified any changes during the design phase so far.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks, Kyle. Are there any questions for Kyle? Comments?
Yeah, I've got a question for Kyle here.
Okay, Joe.
You talked about the being on the baseline. Oh, that'll work. You talked about being on the baseline now, on the schedule baseline. How confident are you in that, Kyle?
Well, Joe, our original problem, our diversion from the schedule, was caused by a contractor that went on vacation that we didn't account for in terms of coverage. We went out and looked at the contract itself, looked at the way that the contract should have dealt with the substitution of resources, and we've made adjustments accordingly. The contractor has a letter to his file, and he's enjoying it very much. So I believe that we're on track now to prevent that from occurring. I feel very confident.
Joe, does this address your concerns or answer your questions?
Well, I'm not really sure, but maybe a little skeptical, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt this time.
Okay. So let's get the report from the critical partners. Kimberly, will you provide us with this information?
Yes. All critical partners have been involved in the review at the high-level architecture design, and we recommend approval without any conditions. It has been a great team effort, and we are positioned to complete the detailed design with the team.
Wonderful. Are there any questions for Kimberly? Comments? Questions?
Andy?
Yes, Kimberly, will you help me understand how the critical partners prepared this recommendation for us? Did they actually review the project, including a risk management plan?
Good question. Yes, the critical partners reviewed the project, including all components, and believe that the project plan has sufficiently addressed all of the respective requirements, while at the same time have identified the risk and mitigation plans. We believe that the project is ready to advance to the detailed design without any condition. The high-level architecture was found to be in compliance with all technical requirements. The project is within the established baselines, and we believe that the future phases have sufficiently than planned and are realistic.
Other questions? Okay, hearing none, I would like to thank the project team and critical partners for their work on this project and the preparation for this review. As the IR Governance Committee, we will make a decision to get back with you shortly. I didn't hear any concerns expressed, so I'm happy about that, and I'm not anticipating any issues. Thanks. We'll be in touch soon.
At this point, the critical partner and project manager leaves the room. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. It's time. Let's get ready to rumble in this corner, the red corner. We have ABC System Project. Looking for approval, approve with condition, disapprove or stop. He wants neither. In the blue corner, we have the IR Governance Committee. Now we're going to either approve with condition, or disapprove. Any recommendations from the critical partners is to approve. Any concerns from this body? Recommendation?
The project should proceed without condition.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
You don't sound too excited about this. All in favor?
I'm still skeptical.
I know. So all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? Okay. Great. The project is approved to proceed through the design phase. The next time this body will review the project is when it's ready to go into implementation at the operation readiness review.
At this point, Michael Buffer leaves the room, and the IR Governance Committee communicates their decision to Kyle that the project is approved to proceed. They will also receive a written decision. It's now several weeks later, and the project team has completed the detailed design and has been included, and it has been included in the design document, which includes the physical data model, release strategy, data conversion plan, and interface control plan. Two other deliverables, the final draft of the test plan and the contingency disaster recovery plan, have been completed. AB System Project does not need a computer match agreement nor a system of record notice. The project team is now ready to conduct the detailed design review with the integrated project team.
Team, thank you for participating in today's discussion on the ABC System Project detailed design. I've invited all the critical partners along with all the team members to review all deliverables prior to our discussion today. Are there any questions on the purpose of today's meeting?
Yes, I don't think I'm a very critical partner since I've never met you. Nice to meet you. Can you refresh my memory? What's the purpose of a design detail review?
I'm sorry you forgot that we did actually meet. It was at your wife's... I probably shouldn't have been. The purpose of the detailed design review lets us use our job aid to start with. It ensures that individual design components are defined and documented in sufficient detail, verifies design components are fully integrated and ready to move to the development phase.
That helps, but is there another stage gate that follows the design detail review? Design review?
It is difficult, isn't it? In the design phase, the stage gate review is mid-phase, which is different than most others that occur at the end of the phase. The purpose of having the stage gate in mid-phase is to make sure that the preliminary design meets all the requirements of CDC, HHS, and the federal IT program requirements. The project team does the detailed project review and makes the decision to continue to the development phase if all design deliverables meet expectations. Let's begin talking about any issues that the IPT may have identified.
The integrated project team talks together to answer these questions and identifies any issues that need to be resolved before moving into development. As you can see, the design phase has many activities that involve many stakeholders, as do all other phases. Each national center or office may conduct their reviews in different formats, but the common elements are the questions that must be answered for the gate decision. We hope that you got a flavor of how these activities may occur.